Welcome to Preston Super's show. Last week was a great week, and I'm not going to be mad if anybody runs with last week's guide. I was on fire. Everything was working. Everything I said was coming true. Once again, I proved I'm the greatest at picking winners, picking sports in general, picking anything. I'm the greatest picker that's ever picked anything. And you know what? The rest of the nose pickers and wall bangers can go ahead and keep doing what they need to do. Because it seems like every day I sign on to this thing. And as soon as it gets to somebody saying something good, $49.99 for the masterclass. Woo! The masterclass, baby. And they're going to teach you how to do this, teach you to be the best DJ, best this, best that. You know what? I'm handing out a masterclass today. Free 99. Send that to their mama. Let them know your good buddy Presto found his microphone digging in that old crate of stuff. Here it is. I'm going to lay down a masterclass for you today. How do you like that? Everybody else, they're going to show us how to level up our brand. Level up! And we're like, yeah, okay. Yeah, show me. And then they give you a little good line or two. Yep. But you still ain't showing me what I need to see, Johnny. So I'm going to go ahead and lay it down for you. Last week, Orlando Magic, 3-0. They couldn't lose. Something's going on with that team. I was right. That's what's going on. OKC Thunder, 2-1, not bad. This was really about overs. We're really talking about, like, they're a good spread team, they're a good over team. They're just kicking butt no matter where you go. Then the Toronto Maple Leafs, 2-1. And they were phenomenal. They went out to a freaking shootout. And they end up winning that the other day. So that was sweet. Now let's go to today's picks. We're going to start with hockey. We're going to go 2 hockey, 1 basketball. You see the graphic up for people out there that just want to look at something quick and go. So the Colorado Avalanche, 37-20-5. 5 shootout overtime losses. It's a little bit of a misnomer with a team this good. The Colorado Avalanche are a team I have had my eye on all season. They have a terrific home presence this season. They are showing up at home when it counts. They have a rigid strength of schedule, the 14th toughest in the NHL according to Tankathon. This week they host 3 teams in a row on their home ice before things get tougher. We're looking at the Chicago Blackhawks, the Detroit Red Wings, and the Minnesota Wild this week. And Nashville gave Colorado a going away, you know, gift of coal in their last game. I mean, they spanked Colorado. So I feel like that's going to wake this team up. They had a little hot streak coming into that game. And I anticipate the Colorado Avalanche getting back on track this week. They will help cash a few over tickets at the pay window this week. They're going 17-12 at the over at home this season. And 36-26 overall at the over. And that is just insane to me. That will move me to my next team I want to talk to you about. Now, this is the best team in hockey right now. The Florida Panthers. They went from the quietest team this season to the flat-out best. 41-16-4 shootout/overtime losses. It's just incredible. And they've really taken the NHL by storm and capitalized on just a lot of poor hockey. This is the team that cashes under tickets more than any other in the NHL with a 40-21 record doing so. This team is built around good defense, good goaltending, and an ability to slow down the odd man rush. This is my team to go with for under wagers this week. If you aren't satisfied with the way over tickets have gone for you this year, maybe you don't like the Avalanche, you just don't like the team. Well, then you have the Florida Panthers, who are undeniably good and are worth rolling the dice on for an underbet or two this year, but definitely this week. And when they play the New York Rangers tonight and the Philadelphia Flyers on Thursday, those opportunities are going to be there to grab the under. So just keep an eye out on that. keep a very close lookout for them because the Panthers play the New Jersey Devils on Tuesday. That's the back-to-back, and that's where I look at them as more of a healthy scratch on a back-to-back, especially since they just played on Saturday. So, you know, keep that in mind that tonight, Tuesday, could be, you know, an over because they may be too tired, man. That they might give it up. But I would be looking tonight as a game that they play some pretty good defense. And then I would say the Flyers, when they get back against the Flyers, I think that works too. I have a super pick for you this week. NBA time, Boston Celtics, 48-12 Celtics team. This is my super pick for this week. The Boston Celtics are the number one team in the NBA standings. They win 80% of the time. You've seen what they just did to Golden State. They have the easiest schedule remaining with a .442 strength of schedule, according to Tankathon. There's two items I need to check off for you with the Celtics team. It's March. We got to have some green on the board, you know. Like some real, a green team, not just money, but like a green team's got to be up there. They have an 11.4 points of line movement against the spread. Now that's equaling a +2.9 plus or minus. That is insanely good. I've been looking at this stuff for years now. I'm telling you right now, that's really, really good. But it's also incredible that the line from open to close is moving in that much. I mean, that's just insane. So here's the way to break this down, is after that opening line moves two or more points, the spread is toast for the Celtics. You need to just lay off the spread for them. But on the opening line, that's where the Celtics are going to probably do the most damage this week. That's what I would anticipate. So they face the Cleveland Cavaliers on Tuesday, Denver Nuggets on Thursday, and the Phoenix Suns on Saturday. These are all really good teams. So this is a really good opportunity to pay attention to the Celtics at the spread this week and make sure you're weighing the money line as well because they win 80% of the time. Now this week, it might knock that percentage down because these are three really solid teams when you look at the Cavaliers, the Nuggets, and the Suns. But you have to keep in mind that numbers don't lie. This is the truth when it comes to that 80% winning, 48-12 record, then you boil it down to their strength of schedule, and after these three teams get out of the way, folks, I mean, the Celtics are in a really good spot to run the table from the Eastern Conference perspective. So, thank you for tuning in to my show today. Appreciate you listening, the valued listener. And I'll be with you next week. We're going to run it back. Make sure you're sticking around for UFC. You know what to do. God bless. Make sure to pick up my new book. It's on sale right now. Smoke on the Cruise. You can also get Badge in the Shadows on sale right now. You won't regret it. There's no regrets. Nothing to regret here. Thank you for listening again. God bless you all. Palms 37.4 KJV. Just like the Hands of Time, I'm turning it over to you. Good night and God bless.